I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A new documentary called Pina is a dance film made by a filmmaker who didn't get dance until he saw the work of German choreographer and dancer Pina Bausch. Acclaimed filmmaker Wim Wenders remembers going to see his first Pina Bausch dance work in the 1980s. It was called Café Müller, and it featured six characters. Wenders says he had an unexpected revelation.
There it was, and I realized these six people on stage told me in 40 minutes more about men and women than the entire history of cinema had done, and without a single word and without a plot. And I just sat there and was shaken and realized something big had happened in my life and that I had had a wrong impression of dance all along. Then again, this wasn't really dance. This was a strange new thing. I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was magic.
Wim Wenders wanted to capture that magic on film. He met Pina, and they decided to collaborate. But for the next 20 years, he struggled to find the best way to translate her style of dance into film. Then he went to the movies and had another revelation.
And there it was. I saw my first 3D film in the summer of 2007. U2 3D, it was called, a concert film. Put the glasses on for the first time, not expecting much. And there it was, what we've been looking for 20 years. The answer was on the screen. There was finally a tool that commanded space. And finally, I could be in the very element of dancers. I could be in their water, so to speak. I could be with my cameras in their kingdom in that space.
So you found the solution, but life took hold. Something happened.
Well, we actively together prepared the film. So when we were finally ready and close to starting to shoot, Pina passed away from one day to another.
It was really literally within like 5 days, wasn't it?
Yeah. We just heard one morning Pina passed away.
Do you mind telling us what it was? Do you know?
It was cancer in a very advanced stage.
Mm-hmm.
She had not even a week. So for these dancers, it was the unimaginable that Pina was gone. So I announced to everybody that we're not going to make the film anymore, and that was over, and walked away from it. And there wouldn't be a film now if it hadn't been weeks later for the dancers, who decided to continue as a company. And I told me, Wim, you know, this doesn't sound right that you don't want to do it anymore, because Pina was looking forward so much to her piece is being filmed in this new language that the two of you were going to develop, so walking away is not the right thing. And I realized, talking with the dancers, that they needed this film more than anything else as a way to come to terms with that loss. So we just decided to make a film for Pina. Couldn't do the film with Pina anymore.
So what we see on the screen, including the scenes of Pina herself, who is stunning to look at, despite the real heaviness of a lot of the works that she's doing. She has such a beautiful and kind of simple smile about her. I don't know if she was lighthearted, if she was intense, but maybe you can describe the particular dance.
This was Café Müller with Pina herself on stage, six dancers, sleepwalkers, a strange story of attraction and rejection and love and loss.
The dance itself takes place in what's supposed to be a cafe. There are only tables and chairs, I think black tables and chairs, a few of them around. And I should say, you can hear something in particular in this audio. Describe what we're seeing here.
Absolutely. Well, you're seeing two sleepwalkers who are attracted to each other, but they don't see each other. They seem to want to reach each other, but they don't know how. And somebody else intervenes, a third character, and he puts the woman into the man's arms. And he's holding her in his arms, and then he's dropping her as if he didn't have the strength. So she falls onto the floor, and the third man comes again and puts her back on his arms, and again she drops, and it gets insanely fast the way she's being lifted onto his arms and falls to the ground. And
boom, she just goes down every time.
It's really, you are scared for her because she really falls to the ground hard, and this, you don't really know what's happening, but you realize this is an incredible metaphor about men and women and about trust and love and losing each other and dropping each other and lifting each other up again. It's really, really gets to you, I tell you. Pina developed this unique system of questions and answers. she would ask her dancers questions about a subject, and they were not allowed to answer with words, but strictly with their bodies, with movement, with gestures, with dance. And Pina would work on these answers and drop all the clichés and really come to the core of what everybody had to say with their bodies to her questions. And we assimilated that process, and I asked the dancers questions about how she had seen things in her dances that they didn't even know themselves. And as I'm not a choreographer, I asked them to answer with something that Pina's eyes had been on and that they had developed together with Pina.
Well, the affection that the dancers feel for her is unmistakable in the film. You know, there were individual quotes that they would say that Pina would tell them, you know, like, show me. Oh, I know, one of them was, I want you to scare me. And that was all she said, almost kind of what you hear about, like, Woody Allen's directing, you know.
I think they had a lot in common, actually.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, she would really entrust the dancer to do the right thing. And you could see how inspired the dancer became just at that one suggestion.
Yeah, Pina didn't say much. Actually, some of the dancers didn't get any advice for years. And Pina just watched them and said, continue. And she herself once said it really amazingly. She said, I'm not interested in how my dancers move. I mean, that's unbelievable for a choreographer to say. I'm not interested in how my dancers move. I'm interested in what moves them. And that shows the radical approach by Pina, that she really believed that dance is about us and tells us who we are, and that it is a universal language that we all understand. And she proved it.
Did she leave you with one comment in the early part of your filming this, that you remember, that guided you in making this after her death?
Well, when we started to talk and develop the film we wanted to do together, Pina very quickly established two ground rules. And even when I made the film without her, I stuck to these ground rules. One was no biography of him. She just wanted to be about the work. No biography, please. So we refrained from that. And the second ground rule was no interview. She just hated language, and she just hated to talk about the work and explain it or interpret it. So we refrained from that as well.
Did you hate that?
No. I quite agreed with it, because, I mean, dance is it is a language. It is completely a language on its own. And to talk about it is sort of doubling it up or taking some of the magic away. So even the few words that are now in the film about Pina and how the dancers work with Pina, it's never explanatory. It's never sort of interpretative.
Wim Wenders, a pleasure to talk to you. It was a beautiful film.
Thank you, Lisa.
Pina is director Wim Wenders' new feature-length 3D film. It celebrates the work of the late German choreographer Pina Bausch. The film opens tonight in New York. You can watch a trailer and see a behind-the-scenes video on the making of Pina at theworld.org.